First person singular, opinions expressed are those of the commentator. Siggy Rentler Breckman reflects on an alternative way to celebrate New Year's Eve.
Happy New World. Really? It seems pretty dark, definitely polluted, and not exactly happy. My three adult children tell me I'm not a normal Catholic. And they're right. I'm just as comfortable praying with my Muslim friends at the Islamic Center, or Temple Beth El, or sitting Zazen at Santa Cruz Zen Center. I believe that the well-worn path between huts is the way to peace among peoples. For the last 16 years, I have helped organize an interfaith New Year's Eve vigil for peace, an alternative for our community to usher in the new year in a more contemplative way. This year, for 2020, we decided to focus on youth and the climate crisis. There's nothing more critical for us to do. We gathered young people from local climate action networks and religious communities to tell us what they care about, want to talk about, and want to do on New Year's Eve to wake us up. We will open the doors of the Holy Cross Hall across from Mission Plaza at 6 p.m. A traditional Ohlone blessing will remind us who gathered first. There will be art making, conversation, a labyrinth, food, film, and board games at this family-friendly event. All wisdom traditions teach that being mindful and caring for this precious creation, its inhabitants, resources, and each other is the only way to a happy new world.
Siggy Rentler Breckman is an artist, poet, and longtime resident of Santa Cruz. For First Person Singular, this is Matilda Rand.